This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Anthony Cates, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I want to thank you for joining me today as I go over your pitching streams for Tuesday and Wednesday. I hope everyone's week's been cooler than mine so far. We've settled into the mid to high 90s on the thermometer here in the South. And I grew up in West Texas, so I can appreciate a nice, hot, dry summer. But an Alabama summer is not something I was ever prepared for. If you've never experienced a true southern summer, imagine you're swimming through a thick, hot, uncomfortable body of water, except the water is there, you're fully clothed, and you completely sweat through your clothes within minutes of leaving air conditioning. That's fun only a sadist could enjoy. Today, we'll be briefly going over Paul's Tuesday streams and diving deep into my Wednesday streams, because you know we want you guys to stay a step ahead of your league mates. Before we do, though, make sure you follow me on Twitter, @ AK Fantasy BB, and follow our Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account @ Ethos Fantasy BB. For all of my fantasy baseball fans, check out the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, where Aaron Brewski and Steve Alexander break down the NBA Finals and discuss whether or not the Dallas Mavericks can bounce back from an 0-2 deficit against the Celtics, and also take a listen to all of the season review podcasts for each team. On the fantasy football side of the house, we've been posting team previews on the every day for a week, with position rankings, sleepers, busts, breakouts, and overall rankings coming out soon. And then, of course, over here on the baseball side, you know you can find our pickups of the day every day of the MLB regular season. Doug Reed will be dropping his today. And, of course, this podcast, Fantasy MLB Today, every day of the season, pitcher streams, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then occasionally some bonus content, such as yesterday on Monday's stream, Paul had his buy low and sell high bats. We do want to thank our friends at BetOnline, the number one source for the NBA Finals and NHL Stanley Cup this season. All the stats, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to their online casino and get in on some games of blackjack or poker, or just unwind with one of their over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, so before we get started, everyone really should know the rules by now, but if you don't, the only starters that we care about are starters rostered in 65% or less of leagues. If someone is not mentioned, it's for one of two reasons. They're owned in too many leagues and thus less likely to be streamed, or they're such a terrible option that we just won't recommend them. First, we're going to quickly recap Paul's streamers for today. As usual, if you want a deeper dive on that day's streams, you go back and listen to the previous day's podcast. Paul had quite a few names for us for Tuesday streams. We had 9 positive ones and then 1 to kind of fade. The 9 positive streamers that Paul suggests for you guys today is going to be Albert Suarez at home against the Braves, who, yes, have been struggling lately, so take advantage of it until the bats get hot. Kenta Maeda at home versus the Nationals. Tyler McGill and the Mets at home against the Marlins. Mitchell Parker at the Tigers, so yes, that's both the Nationals and Tigers pitchers, but it could be a pitching duel, who knows. J.P. Sears at the Padres, who struggle against the lefties. Jameson Taillon at Tampa. Miles Mikolas at home versus the Pirates, who struggle greatly against right-handed pitching. Cal Quantrill at the Twins. And then Randy Vasquez of the Padres. And then Paul also recommended a fade, someone I agree with here, and that's Tristan McKenzie, who has struggled to kind of throw an effective fastball, keep runners on base, and limiting home runs. He's roster percentage is dropping day by day. And I'm kind of with Paul on this one that you can kind of openly drop him at this point. Maybe pick him up later in the year if he starts to show some signs of life, or if you just need that streaming option. But I don't think McKenzie is rosterable in anything but really the deepest of leagues where you just absolutely have to have bodies to score points or in your head-to-head matchups. Now, for tomorrow's streams, I've got four starters that I'm willing to stream, and then I got one guy I just really want you guys to stay away from. We're going to start off with the recommended streamers. Number one is Jake Irvin for the Washington Nationals. They'll be pitching at Detroit, and he is only on 40% of roster, so that means he's available in about 60% of all leagues on Yahoo. And over the last month, he has been really, really, really good. We've got a 24.3% strikeout rate against only 5.2% walk rate. He's limiting home runs, so even if there are guys on base, they're not getting driven in at a high rate. He's got an above average ground ball rate at 44.2%, a very limited 33.3% hard hit rate, and a barrel rate of 7.7%, which isn't too high, but not that low either. Just kind of sort of middle of the pack. But which makes it such a great start for Jake Irvin is that Detroit's been just kind of middle of the pack against right-handers for about the last month or so. And when I say middle of the pack, I mean 16th in WRC plus at 99, 16th in batting average is just a 238, 16th in K rate at 22.8%, but 27th in walk rate at 6.9%. So Jake Irvin's walking less batters than that, so he shouldn't have a problem there. He's striking out batters at a higher rate than that, and he's limiting home runs and limiting runs. So I don't think he's going to have too much of a problem with Detroit when it comes to that. This is definitely for 12-team or deeper leagues and could potentially be a season-long hold. He's pitched at least five innings or more in every one of his 13 starts except for one. And he's only allowed three or more runs in five of those 13 starts. So definitely pick him up. See how this start goes, and if you have the room, I'd consider holding him, especially if you're, you know, starting to lose some of these other pitchers that are dropping like flies, the two guys in Houston that just got TJ, or anything else that kind of pops up. Next on my streams, I have David Peterson. Pitches for the Mets, facing the Marlins. He's only rostered in 3% of leagues, so right now this is a deep 14, 15, 16 teams or more stream. But mainly, we want to see how he starts to respond with more time pitching this year, since he did miss most of the beginning of the year, recovering from a torn labrum in his hip. He's only pitched 11 and a third inning so far, but he has a career 9.61 strikeouts per nine, a 50% ground ball rate, and a 12% swinging strike rate. So, like, there is some upside there. The downside is he does walk a lot of guys, and he struggled with home runs. But in his two games so far, he's gone five innings and six and a third. He allowed two earned runs in both games, including one game was against the Dodgers. The other game was against the Nationals. And I really think that this game today, or excuse me, on Wednesday, could probably be his breakout game, and we could see this roster percent jump up. And it's because it's against the Marlins, who have been terrible against right-handers over the past 4 or 5 weeks. Over that five-week time frame, they're tied for ninth worst WRC plus with just 90. They've got a 23% strikeout rate, a 5% walk rate. Their line drive rate is 14.3, and their ground ball rate is 51.5%, which are both the worst in baseball over the past 5 weeks against right-handers. For now, though, if you're in shallow leagues, 10-team, 12-team leagues, maybe put a pin in Peterson, take a note to check up on him, but don't add him. But if you're in 14, 16, 20 team leagues, you're in some of these deeper leagues, definitely pick him up. I think the start is worth the risk. If you're in head-to-head leagues and you're worried about your ratios, maybe hold off on starting him. But points leagues, roto leagues, definitely worth taking the risk on David Peterson going up against the Miami Marlins. Next up is our most highly rostered streamer for today. It's Aaron Civale for the Tampa Bay Rays, taking on the Chicago Cubs at home. He is 65% rostered, so this is more of a deep team, a deep league stream than anything else. But the reason why I think this is probably going to be a pretty good play for these deep leagues is that Civale has been tremendously better at home than he has on the road. Like, at home, his strikeout rate is 10.61 per 9. On the road, 7.28. Walk rate at home, 1.93. On the road, 3.34. The only problem is his home run rate jumps up to a 2.17 at home versus 1.21 on the road. So he's given up a ton of home runs. He's basically averaging one home run per game started. He's only has two games without allowing a home run. He's just two games allowing two home runs. That's one per game. And then adding to that is that the Cubs, over the past month or so, have also been middle of the pack or worse against right-handed pitchers. Their line drive rate, 17.6%, seventh worst. Their WRC plus is 100, which is tied for 13th. Their OPS is a 0.689, which is 16th. They have the 7th worst batting average at 219. But they are 11th in home run rate at 9.5%, which, that's kind of the big scare here, is that if he gives up two or three home runs, Civale could get chased from the game a bit early. But this is a guy you're hoping for. You're looking for strikeouts. Every start that he's made at home, he's averaged at least a strikeout per inning, except for one game. And in that one game, he still struck out 4 4 2/3. And you're kind of hoping for the win. Even though both teams are 4-6 in their last 10 games, the home team usually gets a little bit juice. And I do think with how the Cubs have been struggling a little bit and how much better Civale's pitched at home, that I'm going to lean the Rays. I think you could probably get solid strikeouts and a win from Civale. If not a quality start, if we can get to six innings without throwing too many pitches before then.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
My fourth stream is going to be Slade Ciccone for the Diamondbacks at home versus the Angels. He is available in 99% of all leagues. So, again, deep league. This is very, very, very deep league. It's not really because of how good, quote-unquote, Ciccone is, which he is really good at limiting walks, 1.37 walks per nine the past month. But, like, his strikeouts are low, too. He's less than six strikeouts per nine the last month. But it's more about how bad the Angels have been, especially the past month. They had the fifth lowest WRC plus against right-handed pitchers the past month. They're the second lowest hard hit rate at 26.6. The ninth highest grounded ball rate at 43.8%. And the 10th lowest fly ball rate at 36.8%. So struggling to get hits. They're struggling to get on base. They're struggling to score runs. And to kind of top this off, is they have the 15th most plate appearances against right-handers over the last month. But they've scored the tied for third lowest number of runs against them at only 64. I do think the Diamondbacks are the better team. They're at home. I kind of trust them to come away with a win. So, like, with this stream right here, it's just the win. You're kind of just, I need wins. Maybe your ratios get blown up on Monday and Tuesday. So you're going bulk stats. You're going wins, saves, strikeouts, maybe holds or something else like that. You're not going to worry about the ERA. You're not going to worry about the whip. You're not going to worry about the three strikeouts that Ciccone might get you. But you're looking for the win. Roto League guys, points guys, he might be a little bit better for you guys there, depending on your scoring. Head-to-head, if you're starting Ciccone, it's because your ratios have already been blown up, and you're not worried about that anymore. But again, deep league only. 10, 12, 14 team leagues, don't even consider it. It's not worth your time. Now we get the one fade. And this is Braxton Garrett. This is a guy who I'm on again, off again with him over the past couple of years. And if you just kind of look at the numbers on the surface, it's going to be really difficult not to want to start him. He's got a 6-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He's got a dreadful ERA. It's 5.81. But then you look at that xFIP. That's 3.47. Almost 2.5 full runs lower. He's only allowed 2 home runs in 26 and a third innings. He's got a 56% ground ball rate and a strand rate of only 58.5%. So you're looking at it, you're going, he's due for positive regression, right? He's going to leave more guys on base. The BABIP's going to go down. It's going to fall in place for him, and Garrett's going to start having some good games. Can I just say, I don't think the positive regression is going to happen against the Mets, who, over the past month, have been one of the best teams against left-handed pitching. They have the third highest, they have the third best WRC plus at 149, third best batting average at 295, sixth best strikeout rate at 19.7%. Their line drive rate of 24% is the fifth highest. Their hard hit rate of 36.1 is the fourth highest. This is just, this game right here screams to me ratio ruiner, and it's only going to be Wednesday. Don't ruin your ratios this early just because you think positive regression, Braxton Garrett. Not this game. Wait it out. Come back. Look at his next start. Let's get a generous team, a bad team against lefties, and then run Garrett out there. So, that's four quality streams. Jake Irvin, David Peterson, Aaron Civale and Slade Ciccone, and one guy we're fading, at least for Wednesday, Braxton Garrett. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me and just listening to me ramble on about pitching streams. Please don't forget to follow me on Twitter at AKFantasyBB and follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at EthosFantasyBB. Make sure and tune in every day to the Fantasy MLB Today podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Audible, anywhere you get your pods. Have a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, and we'll catch you in the next one. And don't forget, this episode was presented by BetOnline.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.